If you've got your Bibles, I'm going to be in the book of Joshua, chapter 6. I read two verses this morning in Joshua, chapter 6, and verse number 25. We'll begin there. Joshua 6 and 25. And the Bible says, "And Joshua saved Rahab, the harlot, alive. I'm just going to let that sink in for a minute. "And Joshua saved Rahab, the harlot, alive, and her father's household, and all that she had. And she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Joshua adjured with them at that time, saying, Cursed be the man before the Lord that riseth up and buildeth this city, Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it." Pray with me, if you will, this morning. Heavenly Father, as I stand here in this pulpit, as I've done numerous times, I pray, Father, that you would help me this morning, that your anointing would come on me like it's never come on me before. And, Father, that I would be a vessel that would be used of you. And, Father, I pray that if there's one here this morning that is lost and does not know you as their personal Savior, Father, that mercy and grace would be extended to them, and they would come to know you, Lord, as their Savior. And Father, we can save one person from the gates of hell. And Father, I pray this morning that that would be my prayer. And Lord, I give you the praise in Jesus' precious name. Can we all say amen? We most all of us are familiar with the story of Jericho and the walls that came tumbling down. But Jericho was, I'm just going to bring out a few things that maybe you haven't thought of in maybe a little while. But Jericho was not brought down because Jericho was in the way. Jericho was brought down because Jericho was a wicked city. It was a terrible place. There was all kinds of evil and ungodly things that was taking place inside of the city walls of Jericho. But inside of Jericho, God saw a woman by the name of Rahab. She was a harlot. Rahab, she took the spies in, and we know the story of the spies. The story in Jericho is not about the spies. We know that they sent spies to spy out the land, but I'll tell you what, you'll never read where God used one thing that the spies come back and saw that God used to defeat Jericho. God didn't need to know what they saw. It wasn't about the spies. It wasn't about what they could find out. It wasn't about the walls falling down. But God saw a woman. It was about Rahab. In verse number 26, Joshua stands in the rubble of the walls that have crumbled. And he says, don't rebuild the walls back. You know, it's possible for a church to curse themselves. I've seen it. We get to picking, and we get to choosing. And when we say, well, this person can't, I'm not going to worship with that person. I want this person out of the church, and I want them gone. And we're so much better off now than what we was whenever. Be careful. I've seen churches die because of that. When you start saying that I'm going to pick and choose who can be in the family of God, Joshua just saved Rahab the harlot. And he told him, he said, don't you dare rebuild those walls. There's a curse that will go along with it. Jericho is unique in so many ways. By the time we get to chapter 6 and verse number 2, you'll find out that the walls haven't even fallen, but God already said, I'm going to give you the city. It was the first city that was ever conquered. The walls came down. There was no weapon. I know later on there was several that died by the edge of the sword. But the walls came crumbling down. There was no weapon. No swords. All it was shouting and blowing trumpets. It was the first time the ark and the priesthood went into battle together. They were separate. You had armed men in front. You had the priesthood behind them. And the ark of God followed the priest. You know, there are people that they want a preacher, but they don't want a pastor. They want somebody that can preach, somebody that can tickle their ears, and somebody that can tell them what they want to hear. You know the difference between a preacher and a pastor? A pastor will meddle. He'll get in your business. He'll tell you you're not living right. A pastor will get in the trenches with you. A pastor will march around the walls with you. A pastor will go into battle with you. A pastor will pray for you when you're sick. When you're struggling, a pastor will struggle with you. A preacher will preach. When you're hurting, I'm hurting. When you're sick, I'm praying. When you're going through a battle, I'm fighting with you. I may not say a whole lot, but I know who to talk to. I don't have to go around and gossip and say, hey, did you know that Corey, did you hear the mess that Corey's in right now? I know who to take it to. The priest, they was marching in the trenches with the armed men and with the ark of God. But they was blowing their horns. They was blowing their trumpets. They was giving God the praise continually. Hey, this is not just a Sunday morning thing. It's not just a Sunday night thing. It's not just a Wednesday night thing. This is a Sunday through Sunday type of thing. We need to be on the battlefield for our Lord. It's the first time that we see spoils. The first fruits. You get down to verse 18 of chapter 6. Brother Isaac, you'll find out that he told him, he said, I don't want you to take any of the silver or the gold because it is accursed. It is to be used for the temple. God already had a plan. He said, this is going to be used in the temple. You get over to chapter number 7, you'll find out that Achan decided that he would pour the shine on that stuff. Oh, it looked pretty. He decided, I'm just going to hide a little bit in my tent. They've got plenty. They'll never know. Achan hid it. Thought he had pulled off the perfect crime. When they went to fight Ai, they was utterly defeated. Found out there was sin in the camp. The story of Jericho, it's not about the priest. It's not just about the city. It's not just about the treasure. But the story of Jericho is about Rahab. Rahab, the harlot. You see, she lived on the top of the wall. She lived in a place that was visible. A place where respectable people did not go until after dark. She lived in a place where nobody wanted to associate with her unless it was in the cover of darkness. She was dirty. She was filthy. She had been abused and abused. And there she resided upon the wall. She was lost. But she had heard about the God of Israel. Brother Virgil, she hid the spies. God said, I'm going to save her. Every church service, there are Rahabs that are here. Some are suffering with suicidal thoughts. Some are suffering with depression, anxiety, drug addicts, alcoholism. There's a Rahab in every church service. Oh, you put on a good front. You dress up nice. You come to church. You look your Sunday best. But deep down, it's there. In the dark of night, when no one is around, whenever everything is quiet, the Rahabs come calling. Hey, I'm glad you don't get to choose who gets saved and who don't. Every Rahab deserves a chance to be saved. Drug addicts, murderers. You mean murder? Yes, murderers. I don't care if you're on your seventh husband. Every Rahab deserves to be saved. They deserve a chance. Who are you to say they're not welcome in the family of God? Don't tear down a wall and then build up another just to keep them out. God is the one that gets to make the decision about who gets to join the family. They didn't get to ask the children of Israel, is it okay if we take Rahab in? But Joshua, you know what she done for a living. You know she was a woman of ill repute. You know, she's not even of us. She's a different nationality. You know The occupants of Jericho, you know what they was doing? I mean, they are a God-forsaken people and a God-forsaken land. I mean, this is... No, you don't get to choose. You know, I got to thinking. Sometimes we worship around here a little different than some people are used to. And I've, matter of fact, I've even been told before that I wasn't invited back to a certain church in our local community because we worshiped a little different than they did. You know what, Brother Rick? That church is struggling. If I worship just a little, if God puts it in me to dance, you know what? I'm going to dance. I couldn't help but think about Brother Brown. I got so many blessings out of watching. I wished I could shake a rug like he used to. That guy had some moves. But if the Lord gives me the gift of dancing and I cut loose, I'll just use myself for an example. Don't you dare build up a wall. I may worship differently than you do. And that's okay. But let me just go ahead and worship. Do you remember when David began to dance and his wife Michael began to make fun of him? She ended up being barren. She was unproductive for the rest of her life. Let me tell you, they are a curse that goes along with making fun of people and building up walls. Don't you dare do it. Some of us are not worthy. And we know that if it had not been for the love of God, He said, I'm going to save you, Rahab. And Rahab got to live. I wasn't worthy. I had my own Rahabs. I don't know what your story is, but I know that you've got one. When we get over into the New Testament, it doesn't stop right here. But you'll find the genealogy of Christ. And the one that was dirty, the one that did not smell good, she got to be a part of the family of God. I got to be a part of the family of God. I belong to Him and He belongs to me. And your opinion really doesn't matter. He told him here in verse number 27, I'm sorry, verse number 26, and Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before the Lord that riseth up and buildeth this city, Jericho. And he shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it. Jericho was never rebuilt. The ruins are still there. Now they moved over and built a new city, but they never built back in the same place. I hope this does for you what it did for me. The walls was never rebuilt. God was telling Rahab, you don't live there anymore. Mandy, that's not who you are anymore. Shane, that's not who you are anymore. I hope you don't mind. I'm picking a couple of you out. You don't have to go back there anymore. The past is the past. You're part of the family of God. You can hold up your head high and say, I'm a child of the King. My name is not Rahab, but I have royal blood now flowing through my veins. And don't you dare go back and rebuild what God has already destroyed. You know, we can go back sometimes and rebuild our things that God has delivered us from and say, you know what, I'm going to move back into my old house. Don't you do it. It'll cost you. Joshua stood there on the rubble of that city and told the children of Israel, God saved her. Don't you rebuild the walls of the city. And Rahab, don't you dare rebuild the walls. You have a new home. You have a new name. I don't know why I went this direction this morning. Don't go back to where you used to live. You have such a better life now. Come back to the music, if you will. I feel like there may be someone here this morning that may be struggling. You've started a new life. The walls have come down. But this story is not about the walls. It's not about the spies. It's not about them marching around the walls of Jericho. All that's good. But this story is about God seeing a one woman that the world had dismissed as worthless. And God said, I'm going to take and save her. You're worth it. Mandy, don't believe those lies. It's not who you are. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. You're part of the family. Shane, you're not the man that I visited in the hospital up here in Claremore. Don't believe those lies. Oh, the devil will try to come back. He'll try to whisper in your ear. He'll try to build up walls. You'll find people that'll say, well, are you the same Shane that used to live out here? Well, that's where I used to live, but I'm not the same Shane. People has a way of remembering the worst. She was always known as Rahab the harlot. But you'll find in Scripture she was in the genealogy of Christ. Part of the family. You can't change your past, but you can change your future. Go ahead and stand with me, if you will. Sing when you're ready, Sister Elizabeth.